final show in Philadelphia to return to face each other alongside their own kids. Both teams have to use those noodles to wrangle three balloons across the stage and into the container. First to finish gets $50 and control of the game. It's like deja vu and also like deja vu. But, you know, second time's the charm. It's Double Dare.
Oh, you got it. Give it up. Father, back for a second term because we voted him in. The show manager-in-chief, it's Mark Summers.
How are you, folks? Nice to see you. Thank you so much. So, Liza, this is a dream come true. When we started to put the show back together, I said, wouldn't it be great to bring back some teams who were kids back in the day, and now they're grown-ups and they have kids the same age, and that's what we're doing today. They look pretty much the same, except one guy doesn't have any hair. But other than that, I'm excited to say hi again to these guys, so let's have some fun.
The last time you saw them, they were 11 years old, right?
I know.
And now they made their own 11-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Before we talk to them, let's take a look at Adam and Val Mickey from back in the day.
On your mark, get set, go! Okay, the Wii is hopping, and we have mustard on. Get it all over the bun there. Here comes the relish. Okay, that's on. You can get up a little higher if you want. It's nothing for it. We're down to 5 seconds. And yes, can we do it? Our judges say yes. Turn around, let's take a look at this.
Now, in blue, we have from the original show, Adam and his son Tyler. They love riding roller coasters. They are the dominating duo. Give it up. Adam, it's been 30 years. How does it feel to be back on Double Dare?
You know, they say lightning doesn't strike twice, and for me, this is the second time around. Dream come true. Mark, great to have you back here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very kind. So, when you were 11 years old and you walked out on that stage, were you nervous? Were you excited? What was it like?
Oh, no, I was cool as a cucumber. No, really? I was freaking out.
You guys didn't win the first time you guys were on the show. What went wrong?
We got to the obstacle course, which is technically a win in my book, but we kind of got choked up on the soda jerk.
So 30 years of practice, we're back and we're here to redeem ourselves, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. So Tyler, have you watched your dad's episode of Double Dare?
Oh my God. I've watched it so many times, I felt like I was in the show, like in the game show.
Yeah?
I watched it so many times, yes.
Well, poof, here you are. You're in the show now, man.
Here I am now.
Yeah, I know. They're the dominating duo. We'll see if they can dominate Double Dare. But right now, we also have on our red team, father and daughter teammates, we have Vinaya and Valmiki. They also love riding roller coasters. They are Team Blast from the Past. Yeah. Valmiki, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be back?
Yes.
Good to see Mark again?
Oh, it's awesome seeing Mark again. Feels like old times.
So what was your favorite part? What's the moment that you want to relive?
I want to relive just getting through that whipped cream brick wall. I have nightmares about that to this day.
Yeah.
So that's my objective.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What grade are you in, Vinaya?
I'm going to sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Are you smarter than a sixth grader, Phil Mickey?
Not this one. She's got it.
Yeah, she's got it, man. We'll see if they got it. We'll see if Blast from the Past can win in the future in today's game of Double Dare. Let's play. Here we go. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, then you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys got it?
Got it.
Yeah, it seems like you've done this before. All right. Now, my blast from the past, you guys blasted with $50 already on the board. You guys are in control of round one. Here is your first question. What plastic toy can you shake and get answers like, my sources say no, and reply hazy, try again? Couple of seconds, worth $50.
What was Dare.
Dare. Dare, now worth $100. What plastic toy can you shake and get answers like, my sources say no, and reply hazy, try again? What do we think, duo?
The magic eight ball.
You got it, magic eight ball. $100 on the board. The duo takes the lead. Back in control, your question. What 2016 movie musical featured Emma Stone as an aspiring actress and Ryan Gosling as a jazz pianist trying to make it in Los Angeles?
Dare.
worth $50.
La La Land?
La La Land, you got it, man. That's right. Dominating duo, dominating already, $150 on the board. Your next question. What is both a city in California and an exclamatory phrase that's Greek for, I have found it? You can scream it if you want.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. What is both a city in California and an exclamatory phrase that's Greek for, I have found it? Couple of seconds. It was a dare, now worth $100.
Double dare.
Double dare, now worth $200. What do we think, Dominating Duo?
Ready?
We'd like we'll to take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on down over here, guys.
Eureka! The answer is Eureka! $200 physical challenge coming up. This will be fun.
All right, so this challenge is all kinds of screwy. That's right. Both of you will wear a screwdriver helmet to loosen those four screws. Now, trust me, you'll know when it's loose. It's a little surprise, a little eureka for you. So you guys can head on over there and get geared up. Go on over there, guys. Go on over there. All right, Eric and Michelle are getting your screw heads on, and you guys are going to come over here and get into position. Come on down, guys. All right, so you guys want to unscrew all four screws. In 30 seconds, you'll earn $200. You guys got it? Thank you, Michelle and Eric, for helping us set up. Thank you, guys. You guys got this. It's 30 seconds, four screws for $200. Val, Mickey's watching. Don't screw it up. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go!
Oh, guys.
Oh, come on, come on. Let's do it. Oh, boom, we got two screws loose. All right, we just need one more on each side. Two more screws loose. Get you guys, let's get us cleaned up and come on back. Come on back.
Here.
Woo! Congratulations, Dominating Duo. You guys bank $200. How's it feel?
I got slammed!
Welcome back to Double Dare.
There we go.
Yeah. With $350, my Dominating Duo are in control. Here is your question. What Japanese martial arts name means empty hand? Couple of seconds, worth $100.
Dare.
Now worth $100. What Japanese martial arts name means empty hand?
Double dare.
We need an answer, guys.
Double dare.
Double dare. Now worth $200. Dominating duo. What do you think?
Go ahead.
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking another physical challenge. Come on down, guys.
The answer is karate. $200 physical challenge right now. Liza.
All right, let's get you geared up. Go on over there to Eric. All right, you guys got this. All you have to do is Adam is going to come over here, grab one of these balloons, put it onto the hook, stand behind the line, and he's going to pass this on down to Tyler's head. Now, you think Tyler's sharp, right?
He's a sharp kid. He's a bright kid. He's sharp, a super sharp.
Yeah, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And now the balloon's going to be popping too. So he is going to be popping against his head. Let me see that tiny rhinoceros. There you are. He's ready. All right, if you guys are able to pop all five balloons in 30 seconds, you'll get $200. All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, go! All right, we got Adam running up. First balloon is attached. Come on, little rhino. Oh. Be real still. So close, you guys. Good try, but $200 went over to Blast from the Past. Good try, guys. Give me some, baby, on the mix. Oh, and that sound means that you're a DJ. No, that sound means it's the end of round one. And right now, we have our Dominating Duo with $350 on the board. Not too far behind our Blast from the Past with $250. But it's still anybody's game because round two is coming, right, Mark?
Coming. This was a mess. I got clobbered, but you know what? We're going to do a $100 toss-up. Okay. We could have a tie game after the break and then a fantastic obstacle course.
That's right.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
Stay tuned. Yo, what up, and welcome back to round two of Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollar. obstacle course. Now this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Are you ready, dads?
I'm ready.
Here we are. On your mark. Get set. Go.
One player from each team is hurling eggs while the other is trying to catch them with their head.
Higher.
First team that gets 2 eggs to the head gets $100
and
controls the game. That's what I call poultry in motion. Oh!
So close. So close.
Awesome.
Feeling good? That feel nice?
That feels great.
Feels great. It looks good in your beard, too. All right, now, my blast from the past has $350. Dominating duo also has $350. This is a tied game. Now, remember, every question from here on out is worth double. You guys got it?
Got it.
Yes, they do. All right, so blast from the past, this question's for you. Here we go. Jennifer Lopez, Derek Hough, and Neo are the judges on what television dance competition? Is it World of Dance, So You Think You Can Dance, or Dance Your Butt Off?
Should I say that? So You Think You Can Dance?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was World of Dance, and since there was no dare, there was no dollars, but that does mean my dominating duo is back in control. Here is your $100 question. What singer's hits include Lips Are Moving and All About That Bass?
Meghan Trainor.
You got it, man. Dominating duo are dominating again, $100 in the lead. Your next question. If the stock market is currently a bear market, what is happening to stock prices? Are they declining? Are they increasing? Or are they cute and fluffy?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $200, because we're in round two, everything's worth double. If the stock market is currently a bear market, what is happening to stock prices? They're declining, they're increasing, or they're cute and fluffy?
Increasing.
That's incorrect, I'm sorry. The correct answer was they're declining. And because it was a dare, that means that $200 went over to dominating duo, back in control, and $200 more in their pocket. Here's your question. What Muppet is Dr. Bunsen Honeydew's faithful and often electrocuted lab partner?
Beaker?
Beaker is correct, you got it. All right, your next question. Which of these does a cardiologist specialize in? Is it the brain, the heart, or the courage? What do we think? Worth $100.
The heart.
The heart is correct. You got heart. You got cash. Still in control. $850 on the board. Here is your next question. Which U.S. president, born in 1924, was the first to be born in a hospital?
You know this one, right?
Uh-oh.
Dare.
Dare. Now we're $200. Which U.S. president born in 1924 was the first to be born in a hospital?
Double dare.
Double dare.
Double dare. I hear you, audience. Double dare worth $400. What do we think, dominating duo?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the
again.
Physical challenge again. That's right. Come on down, blue team.
Answer is Jimmy Carter. I work for Peanuts. I have a $400 physical challenge right now.
Mark, this challenge combines the Super Bowl with a toilet bowl. That's right. Now, one of you guys is going to hike toilet paper rolls through your legs. You're going to have to get it right into the toilet bowl. Now, just like that, just like Stodd showed you. Now, if you get 5 rolls into the bowl in 30 seconds, you win $400. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds great.
Sounds easy. All right, who's my toilet?
You want me to be the toilet?
Okay, I'll use you later.
I'll be the toilet. Yeah, thank you.
You're no problem. There we go. And you're going to be hiking.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and get into position.
Watch
there you go. 30 seconds, guys. 5 rolls in the bowl. 30 seconds to win $400. On your mark, get set, toilet bowl!
Got it.
We got one roll. Got it. We got one roll. Do so, man. Go for it. We got 2 rolls in the bowl. We need 3 more. Come on, come on. Woo! Right on it.
15 seconds left. We got one more. 10 seconds left. Go. A low five. And that sound means time's up. Let's check the scores. Come on over here, guys. Now we have our dominating duo with $1,250. They're hugging real hard because our blast from the past is $350, which means congratulations, dominating duo, dominated. You guys are our winner. Congrats, guys. You guys get to keep that cash. Plus, you're headed back to that obstacle course to prove yourself yet again.
Yes!
Now, my blast from the past, they did an amazing job. You guys are not going home empty-handed. We got some dope prizes for you guys backstage. Give me some. Give me some. It was amazing to have you guys back. I'm feeling ready for the obstacle course. Are you guys feeling ready?
I was born ready.
They are ready. Mark, how about you? Are you ready?
Man's getting a second shot at the obstacle course. How many people get that? Audience, are you ready to see him run this? All right. 60 seconds, 8 obstacles. It's going to be amazing. Stick around. We'll see you right after the break.
Feeling amazing? How does this compare to the first experience that you had on the obstacle course?
Doing it with my son, hands down, best experience ever.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I kissed his helmet.
You kissed his helmet. It's the same. It's the same.
It's awesome.
Now, guys, Adam and Tyler, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,250. Woo! That's a lot more money than the first time, right?
Oh, my goodness. Way more.
Yeah.
Way more.
We got more money for you guys this time. That's right.
I love it.
But we also got more slime, because now it's time to take on the Double Dare obstacle course. And I know you guys are ready.
More cold mix.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Now, there are 8 stations, right? And you're going to finish each one by grabbing the flag. And then you're also going to grab some prizes that Mark is going to tell you all about. Now, the first up is the Sunday slide. That's what I do in church. Hey, but you're going to be going to that today. You're going to climb all the way up to the top, slide through this sweet slide, slide down to the bottom, slide into the flag, and you're going to slide into this.
A Yard Games gift card. Try Tumbling Timbers, Yard Pong, and more from Yard Games Online. The only rule is everyone can play.
All right, next up is obstacle 2. It's the slime hydrant. Don't pee on this. I didn't, I swear. But all you have to do is lift up the top. Slime is going to gush on out, and gushing out, too, is also going to be a flag. Grab that, and you guys are going to grab this.
A fun new STEM project delivered to your door every month with an award-winning 6-month subscription from KiwiCo.
All right, next up is obstacle 3. It's clogged. All you want to do is get inside that toilet, grab the flag. When you grab that, you guys are going to be going home with this.
Sound just like your favorite singer and be the star of the party with Ion Audio Karaoke Star.
All right, next up is obstacle 4. There's more. 10,000 more. 10,000 ping pongs are inside this bad boy. You guys want to slip and slide, grab the flag, and you guys are going to find yourself with this.
Enjoy an action-packed experience at Dave & Buster's with a $200 power card. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, and watch.
All right, next up is number 5. It's overstuffed. This is how you feel right before clogged. Yeah, that's right. So what you want to do is get all up inside of there, grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
An X-Rocker gaming chair. X-Rocker, the number one brand of accessories and gaming chairs with built-in sound.
Number 6. I know you wanted to do this.
Oh,
it's pick it.
It's a dream. I've been dreaming of this moment since I was his age.
Really? You've been dreaming of it too? Well, dreams come true, man. This is why you're here. You guys are going to get inside all up in that nose, grab some boogers out, grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
A chance to experience the power of flight in iFly, where you can enjoy a sense of freedom you've never known.
Next up is number 7. It's pop locking. Do you know how to open up a locker?
Yes.
All right, we want to open up those lockers, dig through all the stuff inside, grab the flag, and you guys are going to get one of these.
A Swagtron electric fat bike, all the fun of a fat tire bike, boosted by an amazing electric motor. Swagtron, right beyond.
Welcome back. It's Station 8, the great
Mount St. Double Dare.
That's my favorite part. Sorry, I love the show. All you want to do is climb all the way up there, grab the flag before time expires, and you are going to slide into the mountain of prizes that you already got with this.
A gourmet inclusive family vacation at the Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. I want to see you win. Good luck.
All right, guys, you guys have seen the whole obstacle course. You feeling ready? Adam's so ready.
I am ready.
Yeah.
You ready, T?
Tyler, you ready?
Yes, you are.
They got 8 obstacles, guys. Go ahead and get on up there and get into position. Can I get 60 seconds on the clock? Any last words of advice?
Hey, do your best. I love you, man.
You too.
He said he loves him too. I love y'all too. We just met. All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, go! Woo!
And the trip to the Mythic Resort to put the time.